The state house is moving ahead on another attempt to overhaul Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. What's changed in this package, Jack?
Well, it ain't over till it's over, of course, Rena, but the bills have so far cleared House committee without the abortion language. Now, remember that Governor Snyder vetoed this overhaul, which he had been originally pushing in the lame duck session, because he thought the bills that passed last session had some language about abortion coverage, that they're essentially telling the private insurers that they would have to have people purchase special riders for abortion. And the governor said that while he was pro-life, it wasn't appropriate to tell a private insurer what they had to do. So, of course, Blue Cross is changing its status from a charity to a nonprofit as part of this legislation, so they've gone back to the drawing board. But while the committee has reported these bills out without the abortion language, there still could be further attempts to reinsert it when it reaches the floor.
Well, this is the news that surprised no one. Governor Snyder says Detroit's financial condition is dire. It would seem an emergency manager is imminent, but how do you think the city would react to that move, Jack?
Well, there's lots of different people in the city who feel differently about this. I think any thought of any major civil disturbance is that's not going to happen, that this is just people projecting things from the past. There's some extent, there's relief. Everybody really expected this. The politicians all have to do a pro forma protest against it, but to some extent, there really is a sense of relief. Let's get this over and move on to the next thing. Of course, the governor has not said formally yet that he's going to appoint an emergency manager, much less who that will be, but I know no one who thinks that he has really any other alternative.
Speaking of emergency managers, a judge says Detroit's public school board should have been included in certain decisions made by the district's emergency financial manager. The back and forth in that situation has been a little bit like a tennis match. So what's the story now, Jack?
It's kind of the drama that never ends. What's happened is the judge has said that under the current, remember the old emergency manager law was repealed by the voters. It's gone back to the emergency financial manager status, although that changes again at the end of March because the state passed legislation again during the lame duck session last December that restores most of those powers to any emergency manager. So basically the court said that the school board still had the right to be in charge of academics, but that's only going to last till the end of March. There is an interim superintendent who the school board has anointed who believes himself to be the superintendent but has no real power. It's difficult for me to see what they can do in 6 weeks to sort of change academic programs, but they may well try.
I'm dizzy, Jack.
Well, try to keep your bearings, Rena, and we'll come back next week and see what more drama we have.
Thanks. See you then.